Hi, I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. Happy holidays. Yeah.
Nothing says happy holidays like a French guy.
Well, I mean, when was the last time we heard from him? He's been, you know, I know he's been busy doing something, some kind of stuff, but...
Probably yeah. Living life.
Oh, yeah, that's probably right.
Potamus for Christmas.
What?
My daughter has danced to this song every year.
Yep.
Yep, it's Christmas.
Hey, you can hear silver bells any place, okay?
Yeah. I love silver bells.
Well, you know, we may play
you can go
that.
Online YouTube.
But yeah, that's right. It's
oh,
right
no, I'll play you a song that my brother...
No, it's okay, bro. That's scary.
Scott's going, no, you won't.
Yeah, we might listen to it off the air first. What do you think? We can all meet
oh,
here
please.
And audition it.
As if you question my taste.
Well, judging by the first week that I was here and the random song that you chose that yeah. Nobody'd ever heard of.
Yeah, we're gonna be,
you mean the one in Italian gibberish?
It was some kind of Euro trash something. Yeah, exactly. Hey, here's one more way that the Bostonians like to celebrate Christmas different from us. According to Bostonio.com, dozens of Bostonians took to the streets Saturday wearing nothing but their Santa hats, running shoes, and Speedos.
Oh, no, thank you.
See, And you probably ought to get a vote before guys put on Speedos, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, guys should never wear Speedos. Well, that's my personal
opinion.
Well,
and that's the thing, is that there's some people who probably don't need to be wearing Speedos.
Going back to the, if it's covered, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Really... Well, this was the 13th annual Santa Speedo Run, where wannabe Santas compete in a one-mile race with barely any clothing on, but they raise money for charity. Participants in the Boston... run raised $250,000. Well, that's good for the
Sounds
Play
like
Ball
an
Foundation, local
excuse
charity.
Excuse to.
Yeah. But they. But it,
I'm glad our local Santas don't do those sorts of things.
Not yet. as the town gets bigger, you never can tell. Hello.
Oh, you can't beat Porky Pig Christmas, though.
Well, we're getting there. Don't worry.
Oh, no, I never heard that
song. Oh,
it's hilarious.
That's almost the piece de resistance. When we get to that.
Piece de resistance.
Yeah, that one, too. That's just, we're not quite there yet because it's only, what's today, the 10th? See, we got another.
That's classic Christmas.
Yeah, we got another solid couple of weeks so before we play that one. And it's, yeah, that's a goodie. Anyway, so while we're talking about Christmas and such, you know, it's Christmas angels and it's time for you to, because we've gotten first step, all the angels have been adopted. So that's great. Now the next
Yay!
Step is kind of up to you. And that is to bring those wrapped presents back here, okay, to our studios or to either of the Blue Baker locations. Now, honestly, what happens is that sometimes they don't bring the angels back, okay? Just that happens for any number of reasons. So we kind of have to get a reserve put together for that. And that's why that's just fine as far as if you're one of those people who would like to just donate money and let our shoppers go take care of things, we can do that. And to answer the questions that people have, we go through a pretty substantial process of screening these children so that we know that if they don't get a gift from this program, they're not getting one someplace else, or certainly they're not getting one in addition to this. So quite honestly, that we know that there are people who are concerned about that, and that's why we work very
Absolutely.
Diligently about that. It's important. So we'll be talking about some of the businesses later on this week, this morning, that have taken part in it. But if you or your company would like to do that, if you want to take a little collection up around the office, you can certainly do that, and then we'll come by and pick up the check, or you can bring it here, whatever works best for you. But if you've picked up an angel, then please finish up the project, and let's get that stuff out to the kiddos. All right. Oh, Cat will love this.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not doing that. I don't know what that is. What is that?
That was not me.
Yeah, I know. I didn't figure.
What? I just thought, if you won't let me play it, then I'll just play it on my own.
Was that your brother singing?
No, my brother's not singing it, but he said, this reminded me of you, and it's basically Masters of the Universe characters that have been dubbed as some really kind of obnoxious song, but I heard it for the first time this morning, and it's in my head.
Well, when did he tell you about this?
Well, I checked my Facebook this morning really, really early, and it said, this really reminds me of you. Is that a bad thing?
Okay, so, well, I'll tell you what, you can keep the earworm, okay? All right, so spending office hours staring at cute and cuddly animals could actually help boost your work performance.
Yeah, okay.
Researchers at Hiroshima University.
That's why we keep Kevin around.
That's it, because we've all got a picture of Kevin in our control rooms. Researchers at Hiroshima University found that university students who viewed images of baby animals like puppies and kittens performed set tasks with greater time and care. Okay. Now, you know, as an employer, I don't know. Sometimes taking greater time is not what you're looking for. We do like the care thing. But we don't need workers sometimes sitting around pining for their little kitties. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, it's need to feel good. That's great. But they're doing it with students rather than people who are actually working in an office environment. Anyway, apparently staring at less cute adult animals or pleasant foods like steak or, in this case, sushi, not nearly as productive. So, once again, they think it's really a good idea if you have cute little things. Social network. My gosh. Has that impacted every phase of our life?
Or made an impact on?
Most, yes. And thank you. I don't want to get the call again from Snook, okay? Right now. But here's the deal. It's always been that if you are critical about something, how would you criticize? You'd tell a person maybe once or twice, okay? Or maybe 8 or 10 times. Now, before you have a chance to cool down, you instantly... What, tweet it out to somebody? You want to tell somebody how angry you are about something?
Usually it's kind of a passive-aggressive. I'm not saying any names, but you know your mess, and you're always in my face.
Could well be, or it could be that this actually cost a Santa his job in Portland, Maine.
Oh.
Parents complained on the mall's Facebook page. A number of parents complained about various things that they didn't like. One mom said this Santa refused to have his picture taken with the daughter unless mom bought the $20 photo package.
Oh.
All right. Which, by the way, was clearly labeled as optional. Another mom said, Santa put his hands on his lap so my 6-year-old daughter could not sit on his lap. Being a bad Santa. They apparently, again, went up on the Facebook page for the mall. Guy lost his job.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Hell hath no fury like.
Like the angry parent. A suspected Oklahoma house burglar was left bloodied and beaten after a fist fight with a homeowner. Oklahoma City officers took him into custody. Jonathan Wise, who apparently wasn't, had 2 black eyes and needed some stitches. Wise got in the first punch, but after that, the homeowner pretty much laid him out. It was not even a fair fight.
That's the way to do it.
Well, it seems that the homeowner was a personal trainer who specializes in kickboxing.
There you go.
Get it done.
Guess he should have known better.
At some point, you know, you might ought to shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I think so. This is a little unusual. Sony says it will stop the entire production of cassette players and recorders by early next year.
Oh.
Cassettes will go away.
No.
That's pretty amazing when you consider how that changed the way that people listened to music for a long, long time.
Mm.
Now the fact that they will not even make them. So,
sad day.
Well, but look, sounds to me like it's a great opportunity for a garage sale. You know, you can go buy one right then. And it, I think that'll be fine. All right, there's another holiday that takes place right around here besides Christmas and Hanukkah, which, of course, we know. And that is Festivus.
Oh. Festivus for the rest of us.
Exactly. I thought you were talking about Kwanzaa.
Oh, well. See, now that one was just made up, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was just made up. Anyway,
partially.
If you don't know the story of Festivus, here is George Costanza's dad telling the story.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had. but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was.
Okay. The feats of strength.
I've heard that quote, but I had no idea that's what it was from. So now I feel culturally enriched and very thankful to you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
I smell sarcasm. Yeah.
No, I'm being serious.
Really? Yeah. Do y'all talk about that at church on Sunday?
No, but I saw somebody with that quote and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I always like to know where quotes come from, but people don't always.
One more reason you don't want to live in Austin. According to the New York Post, Charles Attal faces hefty fines for clearing dozens of trees from his property. His property, without getting the city's permission. He said that he didn't want to cause a fire, and so he thought that the trees were a fire hazard, so he cut them down. Now the city says he must plant new trees.
What?
Or pay up to $2,000 for each tree he cut.
I'm pretty sure the deed of warranty means that piece of property belongs to him.
Depends on where it is.
I'm just telling you, I don't have the statute in front of me, but having to do with the number of trees that are on property is something that I think new development is something that the city of College Station actually requires now.
Getting in the way of his quiet enjoyment.
Well, I know. Just saying, that's one more reason you might not want to live in Austin.
In Austin, they have to have a quota number of trees for the huggers.
Something like that. You got to do that.
Equal number of trees.